As we go through, we had the East-West Shrine Game last week. It's the Senior Bowl this week. Let's bring in our draft expert, college football analyst and scout mogul, Sean Zobel from DraftHeadquarters.com. Sean, good afternoon to you.
Hey, thanks again for having me, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
You got it. So how important is the Senior Bowl? Is this a week that can either make or break a player?
You know, it's one of those, it's really a piece to the puzzle. You start in the summer where you really just begin to evaluate all of these players, and then you just begin to, you know, continue the process by watching them during the season. You know, you go down to these All-Star games with the Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl, and then you go to the Combine. So it's obviously a very important part of the entire process, but like I said, it's just a piece of the puzzle. Sometimes you can't, you know, put too much stock into it, but at the same time, you can't put too little stock into it, as it's, you know, obviously a valuable part of the process.
Is there a position throughout the course of the week when you're watching guys that has a tendency to maybe stick out a little bit more? Because we look at the skill players, but I mean, are there linebackers, offensive linemen, you know, guards or tackles? Is there one position that can really stand out that maybe we don't realize during this week leading up to it?
You know, a lot of times it really just happens in the one-on-one drills. You know, the offensive line versus defensive line, you know, the quarterbacks and the seven-on-sevens, really running backs against linebackers and cornerbacks against receivers. So every one of those positions over the past 7-8 years that I've been doing this, there's been at least one player at every position that's really done well during the Senior Bowl in those one-on-one matchups and has been able to elevate their draft stock to, you know, essentially move themselves up the board. I remember Von Miller, the defensive end, you know, outside linebacker from Texas A&M, was probably had the most dominant performance I've ever seen at the Senior Bowl, where he literally was unblockable, and they wouldn't even let him take part in drills after he showed that he was unblockable because he was so dominant. And, you know, obviously he ended up going number 2 overall in the draft just a few years ago. So, you know, it does show that there is a ton of value, and, you know, if you excel and, you know, win those one-on-one matchups, you know, it obviously does end up helping you out a lot.
In these one-on-one drills, are guys asked to play a little bit out of position or asked to do things that maybe they weren't expected to do with their regular teams?
Sure, absolutely. You know, Sean Trail Henderson from the city's here, you know, a kid that was at Miami, he, you know, played right tackle for Miami. This week he was tried both at left and right tackle. You know, he hasn't played left tackle in a while. And, you know, it's the same case for a lot of guys. You know, Zach Martin's a guard he played tackle at Notre Dame. He was tried at left tackle, right tackle, inside at guard. I'm not sure if he got time at center or not. But, yeah, you get guys that get put into, you know, several different situations. You know, sometimes guys play man covered in college and they play zone at the Senior Bowl or vice versa. So, you know, you really just got to be, on your toes and ready to try new things and just get coached up by NFL coaches.
He's Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Chris Tubbs. Craig Maddock on his way over to Roosevelt High School for high school basketball tonight. A couple of guys that have some local ties are going to be playing this weekend. First of all, Rashid Hageman, defensive lineman for the University of Minnesota. The Gopher football program, it has not been at a very high level for quite a long time, Sean, to be perfectly honest. Rashid Hageman, what has he looked like this week?
You know, he's really had a great week. He weighed in at 6'6", about 310 pounds, and, you know, physically he's one of the most talented players in attendance. When you look at what he can do, he's probably a 3-4-5 technique, and by that I mean he's going to play end defensively, you know, head up against an offensive tackle. He's a big, physical, strong guy. He's got the length and the long arms to really do a lot of things. And, you know, from a prototypical standpoint of what you look for, he's got it all. Now, the problem is he doesn't have a great motor. But in the one-on-one drills and, you know, in practice, he really displayed the type of skills that, you know, he needed to show in order to help himself. I think Rashid's done a great job. You know, he has some off-field questions and some motor questions. But other than those, you know, he's done everything that he needed to do to really excel.
I've seen some mocks where he's gone maybe anywhere as high as 21. With your mock draft, your latest one, do you have him projected as a first-rounder?
I do not. I think the next one that I come out with, I probably will, just based on what I saw, you know, in person this week. He's a very talented kid, and, you know, somebody's going to take him. And, yeah, honestly, he's a boom or bust player. You know, if he booms, he's probably going to be a Pro Bowler, and if he busts, he'll be out of the league in 3 or 4 years just because – from the consistency standpoint and the motor, you know, sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. With Rashid, he's either playing at 100% or he's playing at about 40 to 50. When he's at 40 to 50, that's not going to fly in the NFL. And if he continues to do that, you know, that's why I say he's boom or bust. If he you know, lands with the right team, the right coaching staff, and gets motivated, you know, he has the tools to really be a good player.
How about NDSU offensive lineman Billy Turner? Had a great season for North Dakota State. It's been a program, won three consecutive national titles at the FBS level. How has he looked? And sometimes do these FBS guys, do they have to work even harder? Or I'm sorry, these FCS guys, do they have to work harder than the FBS guys?
You know, working harder, I think everybody's working hard. He's just got an uphill battle, obviously, catching up at the speed of the game. He's played at right tackle this week in practice, and, you know, honestly, he did struggle a lot. He had some trouble with the speed rushers off the edge. He was, you know, going up against D Ford out of Auburn, who was just playing in the national championship game, sacking, you know, the kid who's going to be the number one pick in the draft next year. And, you know, he struggled with him, and I think it's going to be an uphill battle where he's going to have to spend a year or two just essentially redshirting, getting up to the speed of the game, developing, you know, losing some bad weight, increasing his foot quickness, and really just, you know, building himself up developmentally into an NFL caliber offensive lineman. So, you know, I'd say that, you know, were you expecting him to struggle? Probably a little bit, just because of, you know, the huge jump from, you know, obviously the FCS to playing at the Senior Bowl. But, you know, I think physically he has the tools where, you know, if he lands with the right team and gets coached up properly, he could be a good player.
He's Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So Vikings fans are gravitating towards the quarterback. Obviously that is a need for the team. Mike Zimmer being named the head coach, so they could stay with that 4-3. They've got holes all over the place. When it comes to quarterbacks, we're starting to hear momentum by Jimmy Garoppolo, but Derek Carr also there. Taj Boyd, I haven't heard a whole lot of good things about Boyd, but how have the quarterbacks looked this week?
You know, I think Garoppolo, he's my favorite from down there. He's, you know, just a classic 6'2", 220-pounder. He's a kid who's got a quick release, great feet. You know, if he was playing at the FBS level, not FCS, I think he'd be talked about a lot more, and he'd probably go higher than he actually will right now. But he's got all the tools to really be a special player. I think he has some qualities about him that I really like, from an arm strength, velocity standpoint, accuracy. He understands, you know, the what it takes to be a successful quarterback based on what he did in college. I've seen him, you know, twice in person now. I think that he's really done a lot to help himself. You know, Derek Carr out of Fresno State is a guy who a lot of people like. I'm not quite as high on. I think he's a system guy who's really, you know, been asked to do a lot of easy things at Fresno State. And when he got put out of his comfort zone in the bowl game against USC, he really struggled. And, you know, he flashed some good things at the Senior Bowl. I'm not quite as, you know, optimistic about him as other people are, but, you know, obviously he has the talent and obviously the pedigree with his brother being in the NFL to, you know, be drafted relatively high. But, you know, other than those two, I wasn't very impressed. David Fales has a very, you know, really a weak arm. Logan Thomas was all over the board. Stephen Morris flashed a really strong arm, but, you know, was inconsistent. And Taj Boyd was the same way, where he'd make a good throw and then the next minute, he'd sail one over a receiver's head. So other than Garoppolo and Carr, you know, I was relatively disappointed with the quarterback class this year.
Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com. Sean, I appreciate the time. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot of things going on. I appreciate all the great work that you do. At DraftHeadquarters.com, if people go there right now, what would they see on your website?
Sure. We just got some Senior Bowl stuff up right now over the next few months. We're obviously going to be updating the rankings, putting scouting reports up on the website with, Combine is obviously next month. It's going to be a busy next few months here leading up to the draft.
Sean, I appreciate it. Have a good one, man, and we'll stay in touch.
All right, thanks again for having me, Chris.
All right, you bet. Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com. Does a great job in terms of just, you know, breaking down the strengths and weaknesses of a lot of players